Here's the editor of Lenswork Publishing, Brooks Jensen.
I had a very odd experience a few weeks ago I want to talk about today, having to do with the concept of original prints. I was asked if I sell my original prints, and in particular, this individual specified that they didn't want a reproduction, but rather they collect only original prints. And it's been a while since I'd heard anybody talk about original prints, so this request sort of took me by surprise. And I think it's an issue of greater importance than we might realize these days, particularly with so many of us doing inkjet prints as our finished artwork. What does it mean to be an original print? It's been a while since I talked about this, so it may be a new idea to some of you. But here's what I said back on September 21st of 2019 in my Here's a Thought comment of that day titled The Original. Here's a thought about the original. One of the premises that's been with photography since its earliest invention in the 1830s has been that the print is the original, and everything else is a reproduction. Even Stieglitz camera work photogravures were reproductions, and more recently, newspapers, magazines, books, they're reproductions. Posters are reproductions. The magic is all in the original print. That's what people want to buy and collect, etc. Let's fast forward, however, to the digital age, where now so many of us are using digital technologies to create our images. Is the print still the original? I'm not so sure. It truly can be said that a print can be Command P, and you can make as many copies as you want. So does that make it an original? It's still a print. It's still valuable. It's what we sign and number and so many of us sell. But is it the original? It occurs to me that there may be a new definition that's worth considering. Let's look at it this way. What if the original is where we do all of our creative work, where we make all of our creative decisions about cropping and tones and color shifts and etc.? If that's the definition of the original, where all the creative decisions are made, it used to be that that was all done in the print. Not in the negative, in the print. But today, all those creative decisions are done in Photoshop or Lightroom. Is it possible that the digital file is now the original and the prints that we make off our inkjet printers, for example, are somehow not originals? They're, what are they? Are they copies? Are they instances? I don't know. I'm not sure this makes any difference to anybody's work, but it's fascinating to think about how the change in technology is forcing us to reconsider some of our oldest definitions. So that's what I was thinking 6 years ago in that Here's a Thought commentary about the original. And when I was asked about, do I sell my original prints, it brought that issue back up again, and I've had to think a little more carefully about it. The first thing that occurred to me is that old wisdom that Ansel Adams used to preach about the negative being the score and the print being the performance. But here's the key of that idea, and that is that every performance was slightly different. It was virtually impossible to make two identical prints out of the darkroom. I suppose the closest we could come to that was if there was no dodging, no burning, no anything, just a straight print. But that was almost never the case. Creative photographers always did a little bit of tweaking to the image one way or another. So making duplicates were cousins, maybe even half-brothers and sisters, but they weren't exact copies as compared to inkjet prints, which are exactly exact copies of one another. So the concept of original print in the darkroom sort of made sense because it was the capturing of a performance by the photographer. I'll take that even a little further. You know, Ansel Adams had assistants, John Sexton, Ted Orland, etc. And what did the assistants do? Well, they didn't print the images. They ran them through the chemistry. But in terms of the dodging and the burning and the final approval, Ansel Adams did all that himself. That's why his original prints are more valuable than, say, the images that Alan Ross produces for the Yosemite Special Editions collections, where he does the dodging and burning. My contention would be that visually there's probably no difference between an Alan Ross reproduction and an Ansel Adams original, but the marketplace doesn't treat them the same because of the performance. There's something unique, something magical about the fact that the photographer did that little dance of dodging and burning, and even though they had an assistant who ran the print through the chemicals and finished the process, probably even down to spot toning and matting, up until the signature, which was, of course, the final approval by the artist, the fact that every print was different and a reflection of a different performance is what made them special, made them original prints. And even within the concept of original prints, if you looked at 10 copies of Vertical Aspens by Ansel Adams, you would find subtle differences in them, particularly over time as he printed them on different paper and with different chemistry, etc. Which is the original print? There would appear to be some debate about that in not only historical circles, but certainly in commercial, that is to say, gallery and collector circles. I've heard many stories about the best version of a print, which, of course, is an admittance that not every print out of the analog darkroom is the same. But, of course, they are in a digital workflow, assuming that we use the same printers and the same inks and the same paper. So yeah, there may be some differences between one print and another if the photographer in the meantime has purchased a new printer or used a different set of inks. But in terms of lightness and darkness and contrast and all the rest of that, it's probably going to be exactly the same. So the point I was trying to make in that early Here's a Thought commentary was, where is the line of demarcation in the processing that we do today that defines the original? Well, the more I've thought about this, particularly since that original Here's a Thought commentary, I think the original is the digital file. That's where all of the creative decisions are encapsulated, and the hand of the photographer is making determinations about how this image ought to look, just like Ansel Adams did in the performance of the dodging and burning in the darkroom. So we do essentially the same kind of thing with all the aesthetic decisions we make in terms of digital processing. But there's a little twist to that that is even weirder, and that's this. In Lightroom, which is non-destructive editing, there is no finished digital file until you export it out of Lightroom. And then all the dodging and burning and cropping and etc. that you've baked into the instructions of the result of all the aesthetic decisions we've made, those Lightroom instructions are not encoded in the original digital file. They're only encoded in the file that gets output from Lightroom, the exported file, JPEG or Photoshop or TIFF or whatever. That's where all the decisions have been made manifest and visible, so that when we then print that file or export that file for display elsewhere, all of the aesthetic decisions are then visible. But until then, they're just instructions in code on our computer. So where's the original? Is it possible that the very concept of original print has just evaporated because of the advance of digital technology, that entire concept of original just doesn't make sense anymore? Instead, what we have is not value based on whether it's an original print or not, not value based on whether or not it encapsulates any kind of performance by the artist, because an assistant, or perhaps even a future generation, can make as many copies as they want with Command-P, so the performance isn't even reflected in the prints other than through the medium of the digital file. it becomes a very tricky thing about how we place value on collectible images, on collectible prints. And where I'm led to in this train of thought is one area, and that is, it's all about content, content, content. We probably shouldn't care anymore if it's an original print. We might care if it's signed, which means approved by the photographer, but if it's an original print, if you can't define what that means, how can that add value? The indisputable part of that train of thought is that the content of the image, whether it's printed by an assistant or printed by the photographer, it's the content that excites us, and that's where the value is. And then the only other place where we can assign value from a collectible point of view is in the signature, perhaps in the editioning, and certainly, as has always been the case, in the quality of the artifact. Has it been distressed, damaged, torn, faded, have abuse marks, etc.? But assuming it's a clean copy with the photographer's signature as designation for approval, and or perhaps optionally some sort of numbering or limited edition, doesn't it seem like that's where all the value is? And that leaves me wondering how long it will be before the entire concept of original prints is just evaporated from the world of collectible fine art photography.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.